Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Lamed Zayin. We are starting about the fourth line with the words Amar Chagai and the Vilna's daf on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, a little bit into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we continue discussing something that was dyed with Klipa Arlo. The Gemara tells us Amar Chagai. Chagai says Kanochsis Min Ilfa. When I got off the boat, Shamas called Rabbi Yaakov Aracha. I heard the voice of Rabbi Yaakov Aracha. Yosef Masni, he was sitting and teaching our Mishnah. Begged to with Klipa Arlo that a garment which was dyed with Klipa Arlo, Yudalik has to be burned. And he taught the same din about Avodah Zarah as well. Now the problem is, and we have a Mishnah about Avodah Zarah that tells us, if a person took a sliver of wood from an Asherah tree or from something that's Avodah Zarah, and this is basically some sort of needle that was used for weaving, Asur Banoya, it's Asur to benefit from, and Argbas a Beged, if you wove a Beged with it, Asur Banoya, that whole Beged is Asur Banoya, and similarly, Yayin Nesach Shanafa Labar, if Yayin Nesach fell into a bar of kosher wine, Kule Asur Banoya, the entire thing is Asur Banoya. But here's the problem, Tanin, we have a Mishnah that says, Rishim Gamalil, and Rishim Gamalil says on this case, Yumachar Kule Gai Chosmin Dme Yayin Nesach Shabai, that all this wine in the pit could be sold to a guy except for the value of the Yayin Nesach that's inside, and that means he's not benefiting from the Yayin Nesach, he's only benefiting from the kosher wine, and that way he's not going to have a total loss. And so why don't we say the same thing with the Beged? It was either dyed with Klipei Arla or is woven with this piece of wood from the Avodah Zarah tree, have him sell the entire thing except for the value of the Avodah Zarah, of the Arla. And the reason why we can ask this question is because we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the wine case, and the answer is Rav Chaim Yaakov, he tells us Rav Chagai Kashte, Rav Chagai Kaime, Rav Chagai asked it and he answered it as well. My Kedoin, what's the explanation? Taman over there with the wine. It's not standard practice to buy wine from a non-Jew. No one's going to buy wine from a non-Jew, so there's no chashash that if you sell him your wine, which has some Yayin Nesach mix into it, then you might end up buying it back from him. Whereas Baram Hach over here with the Beged, it's normal for a person to buy a Beged from a guy, and so therefore we have to be chashash that if he sells the Beged to the guy, even if he subtracts the amount of Isser that's in it and he doesn't benefit from that, he might just buy it back from the guy, and once again he has this Aser Beged in his hands, therefore the Beged has to be burned. And we'll go on to Halacha Beis. The Mishnah tells us, a person died malay hasit with klipe arla. What's malay hasit? So sit is a length that's in between the forefinger and middle finger stretched out as far as they can go. So it's just about a couple of inches long. And if a person died a length of thread that long with klipe arla, v'arga beged, and then he wove it into a beged, v'ein yidu ezehu, and he doesn't know which one it is, Rameir Amir Yudalik HaBeged, Rameir says the entire thing has to be burned, v'chamer v'chamer say, yala bechru masayim, it's bottle 1 in 200. And this is Shitas Rav Meir, which we've already had previously. We have it over here, and we're going to continue discussing this in the Gemara and other Mishnayos. Rav Meir holds this is a davar shadarka limanos. It's something which is counted, which makes it a davar chashuv, and therefore it's never batal, and that's why the entire beged has to be burned, whereas the Chum say that it could be batal 1 in 200. We continue discussing this measurement of thread. Ha'irig malay hasit mitzamer habachar bebeged. Somebody takes this malay hasit of thread, and it came from wool of an animal which is a bachar, and he wove it into a beged, yudalik habeged. The beged has to be burned, and that's because we know based off of Joshua from Pasuk that one is not allowed to benefit from an animal which is a bachar, it has to be used as a carbon, and the wool itself is included in that, it's Asur Bana, so the whole thing has to be burned. Another case, Miseir HaNazir Mepetach Hamar Besak, if a person took hair from a Nazir, or hair from a Petach Hamar, a firstborn donkey that has to be redeemed, and he wove it into a sack, Yudalik HaSak, the sack has to be burned. For the same exact reason, we learn based off Joshua from Pasuk that it's Asur Bana and it has to be burned. Lastly, the Mishnah concludes, Zalm Zayinon Bez on top, Uv Mugdashin, Mekachin Kol Shehin, when we're talking about something that comes from Hektish, it's Mekadesh even with the slightest amount, even if it's less than a Malay Hasit, and that's because we're going to explain in the Gemara, this is talking about something that could be nifta, one could redeem it, and we know that a davar sheish lematirin, something that could become mutter, that is by redeeming it, is not going to be batal in anything, and therefore it asers even with a kol shehu. The Gemara clarifies at the beginning of the Mishnah, mantana sit, who's the man to amar, that the measurement that we're discussing is a sit, remeir, it's a remeir, bram krabanon, however, kon terabanon, who sit, upachas mi sit, and less than a sit is the same exact thing. In other words, this measurement of a sit that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that the beged has to be burned and there's no bittul, is only a kon terav meir, because that's considered a davar chashuv. But according to Rabbanon, since it could be batal, it doesn't make difference if it's a davar chashuv, and therefore, even if it's less than a sit, we would still have to have bittul. And it's the same thing in Rav Meir as well. If it's less than a sit, it's not considered a davar chashuv, and would also need bittul 1 in 200. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban Amar Lei Mishem Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yasa says Bishem Rabbi Yechanan, Samar Bachar Shatarfai, batal berayv. Wool that came from an animal, which is a Bachar, that got mixed in with other wool, it's batal berayv. And that's definitely not like our Mishnah, as we said, it has to be burned. The Gemara continues, Eser Rav Chiyot Tzipayra, Kumi Rav Imi. Rav Chiyot Tzipayra asked the following question from Rav Imi, Elitra b'shmaina, a liter of wool that came from Bukhar got mixed up with 8 litrais of perfectly fine wool. Do we say that there's betel barayv, v'loy hayri, and he didn't paskin for him that it's okay, even though we just learned that Rabbi Yechon says that it is fine because it's betel barayv. And the reason for this is because Yilulei da'am Rabbi Yasa v'loy masnisahi, isn't this a Mishnah? Ha'arig malaya sit mitzemer ha'bukhar be'beged yudalik ha'beged. The Mishnah tells us very clearly that if a person takes even this tiny bit of wool, this malaya sit, from a Bukhar and woven into beged, the entire beged has to be burned, and it's definitely not betel barayv. Yaakov. And Amalei, he told him, Ilui Tasvas Taman, if you would have asked it over there, meaning if you would have asked in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Is Havas Yais, it could be he would have agreed with you and backed down from his Shita that wool of a Bechar is Batal Barayv, because we have this Mishnah Mefureshes, and that's why I didn't paskin for you that Litra B'Shmaina is permitted. We continue discussing the other cases in our Mishnah, Taman Taninan, over there, Mesechus Tamur, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Elu Hainan Nisrafin, the following things have to be burned, and Utaninan, we also have a Mishnah that tells us, Elu Hananik Barin, the following things have to be buried. And among the things that have to be buried are the hair of a Nazir and a Petar Chamar. So the question is, Hachatamar Yisrafu, Hachatamar Yikbaru, over here in our Mishnah, you said that these things have to be burned, and over there you say they have to be buried. It seems to be a steer between these two Mishnahs. So Amar Bichan, he answers, Kan Besak, Kan Besayer. Our Mishnah is talking about where this hair was woven into a sack, so it has to be burned. Whereas that Mishnah is talking about the hair itself, so it could be buried. The Gemara asks, Ma bein sak, ma bein seir? What's the difference between sak and seir? Why should it make a nafkamina? Either both should have to be burned, or both should be allowed to be buried. Flam chasam alaf on top. Amar Chanan, your braid Rabbi Hillel, sak matzil chatet achrav. A sack, one can dig after it. If you bury a sack, one could just dig it up and use it, and therefore it has to be burned. Whereas seir in matzil chatet achrav, hair, no one's going to dig after it. What do you want hair for? Once hair is buried, you just leave it in the ground. You're not going to bother with it, and therefore it's sufficient to just bury the hair. Now Rav Shimon Lakishamayer, he gives a different answer. Kam b'mikdash, kam b'gvulin. It's simply a difference between in the Beis HaMikdash versus outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Gevulin means. When a Nazir is in the Beis HaMikdash and he has his hair shorn, so the Pasuk tells us it has to be thrown underneath the pot in the fire, and that's why in our Mishnah we say it has to be burned. Whereas when he's outside the Beis HaMikdash, his hair could be buried. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Omer, he gives a different answer. Kam b'Nazir Tar, kam b'Nazir Tameh. A Nazir's hair has to be burned when he's Tahar, whereas when he's a Nazir Tameh, then it could be buried. Ask the Gemara, how can we give these last two answers? But Tanina in our Mishnah says, Petar Chamar. And we're also dealing with a case of Petar Chamar where hair was taken from a donkey and woven into a sack. And that Mishnah as well, that talks about burying, also discusses Petar Chamar. And Yisrach HaMemar, Kan B'Mikdash, Kan B'Gvulin, Kan B'Nazir Tar, Kan B'Nazir Tameh. Could we give these two answers that the difference between these two cases is one's in the Beis HaMikdash and one's outside, or one's a Nazir Tar, one's a Nazir Tameh? We're not talking about a Nazir, we're talking about Petar Chamar as well. And there's no Petar Chamar in the Beis HaMikdash, only outside. And obviously, a Petar Chamar is not a Nazir. So, how could we answer the stira between these two Mishnayas when we're discussing Petar Chamar? Or rather, we have to go back to the original answer, Kan B'Sak, Kan B'Seir. There's a difference between making a sack out of it or just being a hair itself. And as Chananya had said at the top of this Amud, that a sack, even if it's buried, one could dig it up and use it. That's why it has to be burned. Whereas Seir, hair, once it's buried, no one's going to dig it up afterwards. Now, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Rabbi Yisrael Rabun answers how we still could go with the second two answers, one from Rabbi Shlakish and one from Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, that are answering only for Nazir. And we give a different explanation for Petar Chamar. What would that be? Hein detamer yisarev, saroi. Hein detamer yikaver, gufai. When we talk about burning a Petar Chamar, that's referring to the hair itself. It has to be burned because it's much longer lasting and it can't be buried. Whereas when we say that we could bury a Petar Chamar, that's talking about the guf itself. When you put it inside the ground, it's going to decay pretty quickly and therefore it's never going to come to use. But again, the hair, since it lasts for a long time, would have to be burned and is not allowed to be buried. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.